Hey, this is Amber for the
Leading Harsh Instant Writers podcast, and we are here with one of our contributors, Kathy Collard Miller, who just put out a new book,
Never Ever Be the Same.
Kathy, tell me a little bit about this project and why it's close to your heart.
It is so close to my heart, Amber. I feel like it is the culmination of 35 years of ministry, because what it does, it offers people the opportunity to work through their wounds from the past, understand why those wounds and how those wounds affect them today, and then get to the point where they can trust God more so that they don't have to keep acting like that unfortunate or ungodly manner again.
You know, some of the biggest challenges as a writer is actually walking through the process of your own issues that have been plaguing for your life. And tell me maybe a little bit something that as an author, as a speaker, that you've had to work through.
I think my main, what we call in the book, because my husband and I wrote it together, is my self-protective sinful strategy of perfectionism. I am a recovering perfectionist. In fact, someone defined a perfectionist as a person who takes great pains and passes them on to others. And I do that really well. But because of my growth process and spiritual transformation over a period of time, God is working on me in that. And one of the things he used was the principles from our book in me recognizing the wounds from my childhood that made me decide that I was going to make sure I did everything perfect so that I could feel loved. Now I know more and more, it's still a process, that God loves me unconditionally regardless, and knowing I will never become perfect on this earth.
No, we think you're perfect, Kathy. We really do.
Oh, thank you.
So now that we know that Kathy is not perfect, that is a big cleansing moment for you, Kathy. What is a verse maybe that inspired you through your journey to releasing that bondage of perfection?
The main verse is Philippians 1:6. And Paul writes, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it yesterday." No, that's not what it says. It says, we'll complete it on the day of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
As a perfectionist, I want it to read yesterday, because I want to stop having to actually seek the Lord. I want to have it all wrapped up in a neat little box so I don't have to struggle anymore.
Yes.
But even in my struggling, I have to depend upon the Lord, abide in him, and walk with him. So when he says that that will happen on the day of Christ Jesus, the process continues until the day I die or Jesus returns, and that's true for everyone.
Thank you, Kathy, for being with us today and sharing your heart as an author, as a woman, and as a professional, and as a follower of Jesus Christ. We are so thankful for you and for your involvement in Leading Hearts magazine. You can read all of Kathy's article in our issues of Leading Hearts at leadinghearts.com. And also, Kathy, quick plug for where they can find out about where you're speaking and what you're writing.
My blog and website is kathycollardmiller.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Amber.